This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. Excuse me. This is Gun Owners News Hour. When you're looking around at gun control legislators, it's like they inhabit some alternative universe that has its own laws and time and science and logic and common sense. Like this dogged, delusional idea of the science of firearm micro-stamping. Now, the idea behind micro-stamping, which is temporary at best, if they actually implemented it, right? And I'll explain that in a minute, is that it would combat crime by providing identifying information about a gun used at a crime scene. There's a small problem with it. The theory itself is disputed by gun industry and others, because criminals could and would easily defeat the micro-stamping technology by simply filing away or scratching the surface of the firearm where the laser engraving has been placed. There's also another thing that could possibly happen. And this is the one that I like the bestest, if you will. For the micro-stamping idea, if I were going to be an assassin, I would go to the local gun range and I would find all the micro-stamped pieces of brass that they might use to identify me with, and I would grab different ones and I would scatter them in the caliber that I used to kill my target with. I would scatter four or five of those there with four or five different gun markings on them. And that's if I was just having fun with the cops. The other part that would probably happen is that I would just do away with the micro-stamping altogether. Now, last July, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed into law a package of gun control bills, including A4368. As in the case of the earlier but similarly inspired New Jersey smart gun law, this would force the firearm retailers to sell micro-stamping-enabled firearms. While the state's attorney general investigates the feasibility of such firearms and certifies that they're commercially available. Now, it defines a micro-stamping-enabled firearm as one containing a component that will produce a micro-stamp on at least one location of the expended cartridge case each time the firearm is fired. And it directs the Attorney General to complete, within the 100 days following the enactment, an investigation concerning the technological viability of micro-stamping-enabled firearms. It must include live fire testing evidence. Now, I get why he wants that, because it's not a real thing. So, in order for him to have it, in order for him to get it, they got to see it to believe it, I guess. The Attorney General must also appoint a micro-stamping examiner responsible for creating a roster of micro-stamping-enabled firearms that meet the state's performance standards. And as soon as one or more firearms are placed on the roster, they must certify that these firearms are commercially available. Once this certification occurs, each licensed retail dealer of firearms in New Jersey must make available for purchase and continue to keep in inventory at least one firearm from the roster and display the firearm in a conspicuous manner. Makes it easily visible to customers and distinguishable from traditional firearms, and post clear and conspicuous signage regarding the features of micro-stamping-enabled firearms that are not offered by traditional firearms. Further, the state police would be authorized to conduct inspections with violations punishable by fines and license suspensions. And it makes it a felony for anyone to remove, damage, alter, or otherwise tamper with a micro-stamping-enabled firearm to prevent or alter the production of a micro-stamp. This is really a bizarre world, this guy. We're talking about Phil Murphy. There's an early sign of things not being as they should be, because at this particular stage where we are right now today, things have already gone awry. News reporter Politico advises that his public records request for the findings resulted in no responsive documents being found. Instead, you get a statement from the Attorney General that confirms only that work on the micro-stamping regulations and investigation is proceeding, and reviewing the viability of the technology is currently underway. And the relevant findings are expected sometime this summer. Now, a more informative development comes from a March court ruling, Bolin versus Bonta. That arose out of a Second Amendment-based challenge to California's Unsafe Handgun Act, requiring all new models of handguns sold to have certain features, including micro-stamping capability. In 2013, Kamala Harris, then the Attorney General, certified that the micro-stamping technology was available, absent any patent restrictions, yet since no new handgun models have been added to the roster of handguns that could be sold in the state, so they sought a preliminary injunction enjoining California from enforcing as unconstitutional these requirements. U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney, who issued the ruling, commented on the extraordinary gap between the actual and theoretical the case presented. He said, although the California Department of Justice certified on May 17, 2013, that the technology used to create the imprint is available to more than one manufacturer unencumbered by any patent restrictions, the technology still was not available. Indeed, to this day, a decade after the requirement took effect, no firearm manufacturer in the world makes a firearm with this capability. This included a study by Michael Bedeau, a forensic firearms examiner, who testified that micro-stamping technology could not be directly implemented into every make and model of new firearm or semi-automatic handgun without additional research to determine if it would work. And he further said that micro-stamping was not suitable for mass implementation. A sworn statement from a police officer, the president of the Peace Officers Research Association of California, he said that the handgun rules simply make no sense from a law enforcement perspective and dismissed the micro-stamping provision as a fool's errand. And it claims to ban unsafe handguns, but actually bars newer, improved, and safer generations of handguns already on the roster. And while a preliminary injunction is an extraordinary and drastic remedy that may only be awarded upon a clear showing that the moving party is entitled to relief, he concluded that plaintiffs met that standard. So, using the framework of the Bruin case, it was clear that the law was unquestionably infringing on the right to keep and bear arms and had no comparable historical analog to support it. You think? And he said, historical laws regarding serial numbers and the historical analogs justifying serial numbers do not impose anywhere close to the substantial burden on people's Second Amendment right that the law's micro-stamping provision does. The micro-stamping provision requires handguns to have a particular feature that is simply not commercially available or even feasible to implement on a mass scale. So, of course, Bonta in California, he appealed the decision. And he was looking for a stay. And according to a press release, the motion does not seek to immediately stop the part of the court's decision in joining the micro-stamping requirement. So this has already been looked at. And it's already been found to be just, one, not real, and two, against the Constitution. And in right now in New Jersey, they are, you know, they're going through all the motions and all this other nonsense and all these other things. And well, in 2002, New Jersey passed the smart gun law. This would have made it to where retail gun dealers, they had to switch to exclusive smart gun inventories within 30 months of a smart gun being offered for sale anywhere in America. And 20 years later, the law is still not operational because it's all based upon theory. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, gun control laws and everything are slowly being exposed to be nothing more than infringement. Now, that fact is not lost on you. I know that. I know that everybody knows this already. This is not something new. But now we're starting to see certain people in gun control bastions writing out about it now. And that's what we have here, which is a op-ed coming out of Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia, they want to exist where they can have their own gun control fiefs, if you will. Because Pennsylvania has preemption. So they want that. They don't like that. They don't like that they're told that they can't do anything. So here we go. And this is by a guy named Chris Dush, I think. We all want to reduce crime and keep people safe. We shouldn't waste time on ineffective laws that fail to reduce crime yet burden vulnerable communities. In the wake of recent inner-city crime waves, including Philadelphia's record-setting homicide rate the last few years, Pennsylvanians were treated to accusations by Governor Josh Shapiro, Mayor Jim Kenney, and other Democrats that their crime and violence problems are the fault of lawmakers in Harrisburg. There are also criticisms of legislative gridlock, standstill, and failure to act on so-called common-sense gun laws. The way I see it, infringing on any constitutional right is not common sense. The people of Pennsylvania went to great lengths to protect the right to bear arms in our Constitution when they wrote, "The right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned." At issue right now are two bills, one empowering authorities to remove guns from someone allegedly exhibiting signs of red flags, thereby to harm someone, and another requiring background checks for private transfers of firearms. Both bills have passed the Pennsylvania House and are under consideration by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, I share the desire to have safer streets and fewer crimes, but law-abiding gun owners shouldn't be punished for the offenses of criminals. Instead, as with every gun control law, even if it could pass constitutional scrutiny, supporters have to show how a proposed gun law will, one, actually solve the problem, two, cause more benefit than harm, and three, be obeyed by criminals. Now, all of those, of course, are very big hurdles to jump. I understand the desire to prevent shootings before they occur, but when linking red flag laws to a reduction in suicides or violence, the evidence is inconclusive. While states that enact such laws barely use them, and what's more, these laws are vulnerable to subjective definitions and abuse by malicious actors. More importantly, red flag laws risk violating state and federal due process protections, including the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments, which ensure Americans receive fair treatment by the justice system. We cannot deprive Americans of fundamental rights, even when aiming to prevent violence. Likewise, RAND Corp. analyses show that the link between background checks and the reduction of either mass shootings or total homicides is, at best, inconclusive. Most mass shooters obtain their firearms legally, often bypassing a background check at licensed dealers, while most criminals simply steal or otherwise obtain guns illegally. For all we hear about gun show loopholes, only 0.8% of prisoners who use guns acquired them through actual gun shows. All of this suggests further restricting lawful transfers between citizens will do little to curtail criminal theft and black markets. If waived by their potential to solve gun violence, these laws fail entirely. So then to the second question, will these laws cause more benefit than harm? Well, in crime-plagued Philadelphia, applications for carry permits have skyrocketed, rising from around 11,000 in 2021 to over 70,000 in 2022. That's an increase of over 500%. According to reports, women comprise over half of the new applications, with lawful firearms ownership also soaring among people of color. Consequently, incidents of self-defense are on the rise in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, since taking office, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner has fired 31 prosecutors, reduced cash bail, released many criminals, and refused to prosecute many gun crimes, stating that focusing resources on arrests and convictions for illegal gun possession was not a viable strategy. His soft-on-crime behaviors have been criticized even by his own party. Meanwhile, law enforcement is suffering from staff shortages and retirements, prolonged 911 response times, and low morale. Somehow, we're asked to believe that imposing costly new barriers on the ability of residents, including women and people of color, to protect themselves will reduce crime, but refusing to prosecute criminals will not. Because gun control makes it harder for people to defend themselves, these bills seem destined to worsen, not improve the plight of the community. Finally, to question three. Can we get criminals to comply? And that's always the hardest burden for gun control laws, which are only as good as compliance and enforcement. There's nothing to suggest that a person intending to commit a crime will be deterred from doing so by any of these laws. Relying solely on signs and stickers or statutes is not enough to deter lawless behavior. If solutions are to be practical, effective, enforced, and not infringe on fundamental rights, these gun laws fail completely. We shouldn't waste time on ineffective laws that burden vulnerable communities while leaving criminal behavior undeterred. Instead, we must protect the right of self-defense and not let misguided laws disarm law-abiding citizens. That begins with empowering the victims, not the criminals. So we'll see. We're going to see how this goes in this city. Now, this guy who wrote this, his name is Chris Dush. He is a Republican of the 25th District. He's the chairman of the Pennsylvania Senate State Government Committee and chair of the new Senate Second Amendment Caucus. And he is correct. He's absolutely correct. This is not about... This is not about public safety. Getting out there and restricting a law-abiding citizen is never going to be about public safety. This never works out that way. So, I mean, having said that, you got to ask yourself, who else is out there making these statements? But those three things about the gun law—that's actually a thing that we should look at and remember. Those are actually pretty good markers. Because the fact of the matter is this: criminals are not going to adhere. To gun control laws. They're simply not going to. So we'll see. They're not going to, this isn't new. This is nothing that nobody's never seen before, done before. I'm pleased that we actually have a politician. Even a, you would think a Republican would go that way. That's not always the case, right? We know that. We know that's not always the case. It's never always been the case. Every Republican should be doing this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has struck down President Biden's earlier student debt relief plan, so he's announcing another one. Biden detailed how this new plan differs from the original.
We will ground this new approach in a different law than my original plan, the so-called Higher Education Act. That will allow Secretary Cardona, who's with me today, to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances.
Biden argues that Republicans snatched away hope for millions of Americans. Republicans largely largely agreed with the Supreme Court ruling Friday, which said Biden's student loan relief was wrong to go around Congress. Wall Street's closing sharply higher to cap a strong first half. Encouraging inflation news sparked a broad rally with tech shares leading the way. Apple added 2% to trade above the $3 trillion market cap. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We live in a world today where it is perfectly okay if you get mad at somebody just to lash out at them. And especially young people. A lot of young people seem to be of that mindset where they, if they don't like something's going on, they can just lash out. Now, depending on where you're at, this could be a deadly proposition to go ahead and, you know, act upon. So coming out of Hollywood, Florida, we have this incident where an Uber driver, they've decided not to file charges on this Uber driver shooting to death a 19-year-old man. So the reports, the prosecutors there disclosed to the relatives of the victim, he's actually the perpetrator. He's actually the assailant. But they reported to the assailant's family. His name was Miles McGashin during a meeting on June the 13th. And the shooter was Christopher Bernadelle. He was an Uber driver. And they agreed with Bernadelle's stand your ground defense. Bernadelle told a Hollywood Police Department detective, he just came in and started hitting me. Now, this happens a lot, and I've actually driven for Uber for a bit just to see what it was like. It was sort of fun, but at the same time, you still had issues and everything. I never had an issue like this, of course. Bernadelle allowed Mr. McGlashan into his car while working as an Uber driver. And there was an argument that escalated into attack, and he shot him in self-defense. And what it boiled down to was that he canceled the ride for whatever reason. And we get from State Attorney William Sinclair, he wrote, there was no video surveillance. Records were obtained from Uber, which confirmed the fare cancellation by Mr. McGlashan, which means Mr. McGlashan canceled the ride. This is something they try to do that gets them a free ride. So, when McGlashan asked for changes in the ride, which they can't do, the Uber drivers can't do, when he refused to, he canceled the Uber ride. He told police he fired at him because he feared for his life. Mr. Sinclair wrote that a person does not have a duty to retreat and has the right to stand his ground so long as he is in a place where he has a right to be and is not engaged in criminal activity. Eric Schwartzreich was a defense attorney not affiliated with the case. He believes the state's attorney did a very thorough job in their investigation. He believed he was in fear of his life. He took out his firearm, fired one shot. But then attorney David Kubelin, who was representing the family, told local news that Bernadelle shot McGlashan in the back and the bullet had exited his chest. So they're making him out to be a victim. But, you know, that's not nothing new or anything. At the same time, it's certainly not one of those things where I've heard it all. I've heard all that. Segue to old Joe Biden. He has lied 304 times at more than 65 public events since taking office about your guns and about your ownership of guns and about the guns you own. Every time he mentions guns, he's lying. And this does not include the times he's lied about guns privately behind closed doors with no official transcript. Only public events. He has lied about the efficacy of the 1994 federal assault weapon ban. Once the ban ended in 2004, researchers funded by the Justice Department concluded that it had no impact on violent crime. But Biden consistently claims otherwise. When he was in Beverly Hills at a fundraiser, he said mass shootings decreased 70% during the ban and increased 7 times once the ban expired. He said, quoting, the point of the matter is that we passed it for 10 years, this ban, and significant violent crime, and particularly went to mass shootings, went down 70%. But I could only get it passed for 10 years. It had to be reauthorized in 10 years. The Bush administration came into play. And I don't want to pick on the Bush administration because they weren't all bad, but they didn't have the courage to try to pass it again. And guess what? Mass shootings went up seven times what they were. But then, when he was at the University of Hartford in Connecticut, he said shootings decreased while the ban was in effect, but only tripled afterward. That's because he's just making it up as he goes, you know? He said, as I said, we did it once before in 94, and 10 years after that, the ban was mass shootings went down significantly. The number of mass shootings, that's when the ban expired, mass shootings tripled. This is, yeah. That sounds very confusing. It's confusing to me. He doesn't really have like a thought pattern or anything. He has lied about the fictitious colonial cannon prohibition 6 times, and 4 times he said anyone planning to overthrow his government would need an F-15. He said they need an F-16 once. And he's taken credit for stamping out curbside AR-15 deliveries in both New York and Philadelphia. And he said, and finally, we've finally clarified who needs to register as a federal licensed gun dealer, because a federally licensed gun dealer is required by law to run background checks on those he's selling the weapon to. And in most cities, down in Philadelphia and New York areas I know well, like up here, you see a truck pull up to the curb and sell weapons, selling guns, selling AR-15, selling weapons. I see that happening all the time around here, too. Happens all the time. One of his strangest untruths concerns the popularity of the AR. And he said, and by the way, you know, one of the reasons why the AR is so strongly supported by so many folks in that industry, number one, it's the cheapest weapon to make, and it's the highest profit motive they have for any weapon that is made. It makes more money to sell an AR-15 than any other weapon you can buy. Then there's the rogue gun dealers. That's always a fun one. He makes a reference to them six times since taking office. He said rogue gun dealers feel like they can get away with selling guns to people who aren't legally allowed to own one. Those rogues. He also said the Second Amendment from the day it was passed limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. What he thinks about the 5.56 is very interesting. He said the most common rounds from an AR-15 move almost twice as fast as that of a handgun, which, you know, that's true for just any rifle out there. Then he said the velocity of bullet coming out of an assault weapon is 3.5 times as fast as a bullet coming out of any other weapon. And then he said, and as I point out all the time, what comes out of the muzzle of an assault weapon is 5 times quicker, faster, than it comes out of the muzzle of another gun. It can pierce a Kevlar vest. There's not a whole lot of deer out there wearing Kevlar vests. He has mentioned deer in Kevlar vests 16 times since taking office. So our chief executive, the president, he's anti-gun. And he's lying about everything about them in order to try to get you scared enough to quit wanting them. Which is, for me, it's sort of hilarious. Just to watch it, just to watch it. So, interesting times we live in, especially knowing what we know about Generation Z. Because they're willing for all of this stuff to be this way. They're willing to take all of their freedoms and give them up in the name of safety. Except, safety is a myth. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Gun Owners News Hour coming out of Washington, D.C., June the 16th. Tlaib introduced a Safe Storage Saves Lives Act to reduce firearm deaths to children. And we get this in a press release. The Safe Storage Saves Lives Act will require a firearm seller to provide each purchaser with a compatible secure gun storage or safety device, commonly known as a gun lock, for every firearm they buy. Tlaib declared it's horrifying that 4.6 million children in our country live in homes with a loaded and unlocked firearm. I would love to know where that number came from. That seems like something that nobody could possibly know to me. She also added, tragically, in Southeast Michigan, we witnessed the deadly consequences of children having easy access to firearms in their homes. So let's ask the three questions that immediately come to mind. The first one being, where did that figure come from? And the answer is from a 2015 online survey conducted by anti-gun researchers and anti-gun academics and promoted by the Michael Bloomberg Seeded the Trace. Which they always, everything out there, like if you watch, for example, Vice, they'll have the trace in there, and they'll say the nonpartisan trace, which they're very partisan. And it's curious that the same people who present surveys as gospel when they support more infringements on the right to keep and bear arms scream BS and kill the messenger when surveys show defensive gun uses vastly outnumber criminal homicides using firearms. The next question is, this goes back to data that reveals an inconvenient truth for the gun grabbers. How many of those homes obtain their guns through legal channels? Again, as honest studies prove, rather than be uniformly spread out nationwide, the problem, lethal gun abuses are concentrated in a small set of urban areas. We're essentially talking about criminal households where guns have not been obtained through legal channels in the first place, and where routine higher-risk behaviors, drug abuse and other criminal activities, make higher instances of violent outcomes inevitable. And if you're buying your gun on the black market, they probably don't come with a gun lock. A third question that comes to mind is, who's inclined to answer these surveys in the first place? And if you take an informal poll, like among the readers of Ammo Land, for example, how many of you have ever been asked to complete such surveys and open up to strangers with unknown agendas about guns that you own, and how knowledgeable would you judge someone who does to be? Now, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to gun safety, and that nothing beats development-appropriate training, something Tlaib and her ilk adamantly oppose, which is to teach a young person what guns are capable of and what they're not, to be carelessly or criminally mishandled. And, of course, this also requires being consistent, responsible, and involved role models, something a cheap piece of hardware can never be a substitute for. And this is not for the gun safety of, for the children. This is she's a doctrinaire gun grabber, and what she can get in increments today, she'll springboard off of and get more infringements tomorrow. So if they can find sellers for no gun locks this time around, next time it'll be to find homeowners for not using them. And she doesn't stop there. From her Facebook, she says, "I'm honored to have Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America's trust that I'll go to Washington and fight the NRA and their Republican cronies and help pass common sense reforms to keep our communities and families safe from gun violence. As I like to say, time to clear out the room and send some moms to fix this crisis." Then from her website, I'm angry with the increased violence across the country due to guns. Please know that I'm committed to ending the epidemic of gun violence and mass shootings plaguing our country. On this policy issue, we simply must face the facts. The U.S. has some of the loosest gun safety laws on earth, and as a result, has far more mass shootings and school shootings than anywhere else on the planet. Some states have even taken steps where open carry is legal, requiring no permits. This widespread epidemic calls for an overall response on all levels of government. And she was leading her colleagues to crack down on 3D printed ghost guns and assault weapons and everything else. So what is enough for Rashida? We all know what the ultimate goal is. And if anyone still believes no one is talking about taking your gun, just point them to Gavin Newsom's 28th Amendment and the idiot white women demanding the government do just that. There is a real reason that you call these control freaks a totalitarian. And Tlaib is no different. Has one curious connection that puts an exclamation point on her demands to trample the Second Amendment and disarm the citizenry. She's an in-your-face member of the Democratic Socialists of America. She is basically a better-connected Antifa punk in more expensive clothes. And the curious thing about the DSA is not what's on their website, but what they removed from it. And you have to go to the Internet Archive to find it. They have songs that they once defiantly featured, but now evidently considered to be liabilities, probably because of the sentiment and intent they expose. Like, "Are You Sleeping, Bourgeois?" It's a traditional American song, sung in the rounds to the tune of Frère Jacques. "Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Bourgeois, bourgeois. And when the revolution comes, we'll kill you all with knives and guns. Bourgeois, bourgeois." Then there's "Bourgeois, bourgeois, see how they run," sung to the tune of Three Blind Mice. "Bourgeois, bourgeois, see how they run, see how they run, and when the revolution comes, we'll kill them all with knives and guns, bourgeois, bourgeois." They're talking about the middle-class, traditional, normal American, which, you know, Hillary calls them deplorables, the ones they call haters. So, anybody ready to compromise with Rashida, because we're just talking, you know, we're just talking about gun locks, right? We're just talking about gun locks. Now, what she wants is not new. This is the gun grabber's dream list, you know. dream list. And I'm not surprised that she wants it.
Yeah.
Because she's a totalitarian. This is the way totalitarians run. Always run. Now, this in and of itself is not a bad thing, right? It's not a bad thing at all. But you need to understand this. They're going. This is the long game for them. This is always going to be the long game. Now, as I sit here, and I tell you this, there's a reason I say this. They get out there and they present this to you in this innocuous stance and everything. And they tell you it's about this and it's about that. It's protect this, protect that. It's not about your public safety. They don't care about your public safety at all. They never have. They're never going to. Nobody's coming to help you. Nobody is coming to help you. You're on your own. So by all means, every chance you ever get, carry your concealed weapon everywhere you go. Train with your concealed weapon everywhere. And train from concealment. Train the way you carry the gun. All the time. As often as you can. And once you train, then practice. Make yourself a harder target. That's all you can do. That's all there is. So, I'll bet you that never occurred to you, right? Of course it did. That's why you're a gun owner. And with that, I'll be back next week. So stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.